I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The International Director of SEND International, Warren Jansen, says they've got 67 people working in disaster-torn Japan.
We've connected with our people and everyone is safe, although not everyone is at home. There were some people who were stranded in different parts of the city. Others chose to walk 4 or 5 hours to get back to their residences, but everyone is safe and our structures are all sound for now.
A ministry has set up a fund to help.
SEND has created the Japan Earthquake Recovery Project to jumpstart our national partners' recovery efforts. These gifts are going to go to provide ongoing ministry to both the physical and spiritual needs of people in the affected area.
Next, in Japan, 500,000 people are reportedly homeless. The need for food, water, and other essentials continues. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says the church is meeting basic needs for food, shelter, and water. People need temporary shelter like tents. They'll also need blankets and clothing and other items to protect them from the winter cold. Van der Zalm says it doesn't take a lot of investment.
For $30, we are able to provide a disaster kit to people in an emergency situation like this. That would be enough to care for them for at least several weeks. And so even a small gift would make a huge difference.
Click on the link at our website to help. And in recent weeks on MNN, we've talked about sex trafficking, domestic abuse, and poverty in Guatemala. Maybe one or two of those stories struck a chord with you as you heard about the plight of children in that poor country. If that's you, you may want to consider a trip with Global Aid Network. A short-term team will head to Guatemala this July and August to bring aid for teachers and students and to help form a ministry to an indigenous people group. You can go. Our website has more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.